The company is now calling itself PacWest Silicon, but was formerly known as HiTest. It's asking the Ecology Department to begin the environmental review of the proposed smelter in Newport. Ecology Department spokeswoman Brooke Beeler says the initial phase will be to determine if this project is significant enough to warrant an environmental impact statement.
The lead agency, in this case that's us, the Department of Ecology, may determine that a project is significant and require an environmental impact statement. And what an environmental impact statement does is really look at all the potential environmental factors and determine what things need to be considered while permitting the project.
Beeler says the company and her agency agree that an environmental impact statement is the appropriate step for a project of this size. The ecology spokeswoman says the public will determine which issues need to be addressed.
So we're in the position now to start preparing the environmental review process, and which will take the project out to the public and get some guidance on what they think that we should study in that environmental impact statement.
The public scoping period has not yet begun, but Beeler expects that should be fairly soon. Critics of the project have already cited their concerns over the estimated emissions such a plant would produce. The company's own modeling indicates the plant would emit the equivalent greenhouse gases equal to 65,000 cars driving 11,000 miles in a circle around Newport, and a level of silicon dioxide equal to 165,000 wood stoves burning continuously in the small community. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.